You're listening to The Social Workers on WCDB Albany.
Welcome to the Social Workers Radio Talk Show. I'm your co-host, Alyssa Lotmore. And today we're going to be talking about the Small Enterprise Economic Development Program, also known as SEED. With me today, I have a few people. I have Kelly Gross, who is the SEED Program Director. And I also have four students who are going to be the focus of this interview. I have Paige, Laika, Ibby, and Ashley, who are all working with the SEED Program. So they're going to be the ones answering these questions and giving us a little more background about what this program is here at UAlbany. So we're going to jump right in and just say, what is the SEED program?
So the SEED program, the Small Enterprise Economic Development Program, provides a comprehensive business and social support to businesses who may have difficulty gaining access to a traditional loan without the credit, collateral, or capital they may need. This program is comprised of an 8-week business plan development class that teaches business concepts, gives business and social support both in and out of class, and provides support to businesses who make their pitch to CEFQ. The social work piece is really the peer support network. We provide support in class by focusing on topics like prioritization, time management, and stress reduction. We also provide one-on-one support through case management and engage in community outreach. The social justice aspect is really fighting poverty and helping marginalized and oppressed individuals obtain a microloan for their startup business.
So it's really helping the community.
It is, yes.
All right, and that was Paige. So I know it's a little hard. Why don't we all go around? So we have Paige, so we know voices. Paige, that was Paige you just heard speaking. Laika.
Hi.
And you are what year as a student?
I'm a second year macro focus student.
And Paige, you are?
A first year micro focus.
Okay. And then we have Ashley.
My name is Ashley, and I'm an advanced standing macro focus student.
Okay. And then Ibby?
My name is Ibby, and I'm a first year MSW student.
Okay. So you're jumping right in. First and second year, so you've been jumping in, working right with the SEED program, which is a pretty good, cool thing to start off your MSW program with. So how does the work that the SEED program does relate to social work? How does all this connect to you guys and your career here as social work students?
Okay. Again, this is Laika. The SEED program is a community partnership that seeks to empower and promote entrepreneurial opportunities and community development to marginalized individuals. We value and identify each person's strengths and implement them into the development of their business. We also respect and incorporate the integrity and dignity of each person that we serve in providing social justice.
So what is it like practicing in this non-traditional setting? Because this is a little different than what you might do as a social worker working with clients one-on-one in a counseling office.
Right. So we work on an interdisciplinary team in which we partner with the Small Business Development Center through the University at Albany. And we also partner with CEFQ, which is the State Employees Federal Credit Union. So those are our two partners that we use in this work. And those are the two different worlds that we kind of interact with. This business world that focuses on growing and developing business partnerships, as well as this financial world, which is concerned with banking, loans, and financing. So it's very different than your therapeutic psychotherapy one-to-one internship, right? So we address kind of like the different perspectives that we come from each team, which is great because we all have different ways that we look and we view the client. We have different ways that we support and help the client, but some of the barriers to that is we all have different language that we're using when communicating with each other about the client's strengths, about the client's needs, and what we all think as a team is best to support the client in the future. So communicating across professions has been a little bit tricky and a little bit difficult when working in this non-traditional interdisciplinary setting.
So, but you're still learning a lot of good skills.
Oh, yeah.
So what is one skill each of you have developed and how has it been implemented in the program? Do you want to start with Paige?
Okay. So for me, it was policy writing, because this semester I was tasked with creating an intern policy manual for the agency, so I got some really great policy writing experience.
Okay, what about you, Laika?
Kind of expanding on what Ashley was explaining about the interdisciplinary team practice and skill building, we all meet and talk about past and current ideas or issues that we've came across. Everyone brings their whole self to the meetings with ideas and information that we share as a team. There is always a discussion about progress or hurdles, and we strategically plan our next steps and evaluate along the way to ensure we're attaining our desired outcomes.
Okay, Ashley?
So one thing that I think that I've definitely strengthened and honed in on is program development and implementation. We're kind of in the process of building a new portion of our peer support network team up from literally the bottom up. And so kind of seeing the process and kind of what goes into starting a program from idea and then watching it through conception into implementation and all the little road bumps that you have along the way and the kinks that you have to work out with your team and with others in the community. So that's definitely one skill that I've utilized and that I've really honed in on.
And what about you, Abby?
So as the graduate assistant, I've definitely developed my abilities in research. I've created literary reviews based on mentorship and small businesses to aid the interns, as well as created databases to track clients' background, business information, as well as their needs and reviews of the program, which all have aided in my professional development.
So you've talked to me about how you help businesses get funding. Can you tell me a bit more about the discrete social work skills that you're using to engage the clients that you're working with who are coming in to start their business?
So we do a lot of group facilitation, one-to-one counseling, as well as case management for our clients. So although we are working with our clients in a business type setting, we do use a lot of our micro skills in terms of that. So we do a lot of group facilitation. With our 8-week business plan development course, we do an hour of skill development every single week. So we're talking about time management, we're talking about stress reduction, we're talking about coping skill identification. So those are some of the things that we use in terms of group facilitation skills that we have.
And on the individual basis, we do provide assessments initially before we work with our individuals, where we get identify their needs or their immediate needs and work with them collaboratively to help them develop skills or coping strategies to manage while they develop their business.
And it's actually really great because implementing what I'm learning in class and bringing that in with the clients is really great because I'm learning some of these things like time management and stress reduction and what that looks like, and diversity, learning about diversity and what cultural competence is. That's all extremely important when meeting with clients one-on-one so that I can meet them where they are.
Yeah. Right, and develop skills and help them develop skills as well.
Well, it shows the connection to social work even more than just having a social worker there to assist in connecting with resources and helping them through this process. It also shows the skills that you guys are using on that one-on-one basis. How do we connect with the individual to help them through this process? So they have that, they're able to build rapport, have trust with you to be able to journey through this because it's not an easy thing to start a new business. I'm sure it's a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, confusion. How do I navigate this? Am I making the right choices, the right decisions in this process? Mm-hmm. So having those social work skills, I'm sure, is a benefit to the clients.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
What I like about this is what all of you just said, it sort of breaks the mold of what people think traditional social work is. And it just shows to show how broad of a profession this is and all that you can do with the career. So what is your biggest takeaway from SEED as you move into your professional career? As you've learned all these new skills, let's start with Paige again.
So the biggest thing is, as cliche as this may sound, failures are still accomplishments. Program development has really shown me that trial and error is a very normal process for creating something new from scratch and trying to implement it successfully. When something doesn't work, you go back to the drawing board with your team, and it's really about using what you know from evidence-based practice, and then when working with clients in the community, switching those gears to just best meet their needs.
Yeah. What about you, Laika?
I grew a clearer understanding of how major organizations are capable of making and implementing new goals and strategically planning to take their services to another level. I've also welcomed more perspectives and encouraged input, and have learned to value opinions from all stakeholders.
Okay. Ashley?
I've truly understood now more than ever that social workers are everywhere. We are in every industry and every major institution, and we do just about everything. And so it's kind of expanded my mind in terms of my thought processes about my future career in general, and knowing that social workers can work in business the same way that they work in the mental health fields, in the same ways that they work in geriatrics or in hospitals. So not limiting kind of like my focus or the long-term trajectory of what my career could be.
All right, I like these. And then Ibby.
For me, I honestly think that I've become a bit like more efficient team member, and doing so for the greater good of the community, as well as being able to communicate better with the team and working alongside others of different backgrounds.
And you're also now guests on radio shows. Yeah. Another thing that social work students are doing, which is a really good thing, because a lot of the point of this program that we have is to reach individuals who might never have considered seeing or using a social worker and sharing our expertise. And that also includes student expertise and things that you guys are involved in. I have never worked with the SEED program. I don't know that much about enterprise economic development. So even though you are considered students, you know, there are things that you know that even people who have their social work degree, professionals, or even practicing for a few years, you still have a level of expertise based on your experiences now. And we just listen to all of the things that you've learned about. And you're able to now share that. So I want to thank you guys for coming on today and are able to share this information, not just with your fellow classmates, but for those who are listening, who are working in the field, or maybe are interested in finding out more about the SEED program, that this might be a resource for them as they want to start their business. So if anyone is interested and they're hearing this and they want to know more about the SEED program, and they might want to find out how to connect with you guys, what are some of the best ways for them to reach you?
You definitely can reach out to our program director, Kelly Gross, via email at kgross@albany.edu. For more information, you can also check out the Small Business Development Center in Albany, which is in our local Stuyvesant Plaza, as well as our website, and just searching Small Enterprise Economic Development Program, or SEED program for short.
It is highlighted on the website. SEED is located
on the School of Social Welfare.
Yes.
Yep. So the School of Social Welfare website at albany.edu/SSW, and the SEED program is there. So I want to thank you guys again for coming on. We have the program director is Kelly Gross, and here with me today are four of these wonderful students who work with her every day, Paige, Laika, Ibby, and Ashley. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Social Workers on WCDB Albany.